A delegation of Lebanese scholars in Tehran, members of a number of Lebanese groups including Islamic Amal Movement, Resistance Amal Front and Islamic Tawhid Movement, have visited Iran to exchange views with Iranian officials on the crisis in Syria.
In our meeting with Iranian officials, we exchanged views on how we can restore calm and peace to crisis-hit Syria. All of us believe that all the parties involved should exercise restraint.
Western media have suggested in recent weeks that Washington and its allies, mainly Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Turkey, France and Britain, are sending armed groups to Syria for regime change and establishment of a pro-West regime. The Lebanese scholars also blame the US and Israel for fomenting tensions in Syria.
Representatives of different resistance groups in Lebanon believe that holding political dialogue between the government and the opposition groups will be the best solution to solve the crisis in Syria.
Syrian people have legitimate demands for democracy and reforms, which should be respected. But Syrian people should be aware that Israel and the United States are trying to make political use of the situation there and want to fish in troubled waters. We believe the only way out of the current conflict is to support the UN-backed talks.
The visit comes only days after the UN Arab League envoy to Syria, Lakhdar Brahimi, visited Tehran, during which in a joint press conference with Iran's foreign minister, Ali Akbar Salehi, he called for an immediate end to the ongoing violence in Syria.
The Syrian crisis can be resolved through dialogue because the United Nations and the Arab League are ready for this. We are taking note of the proposals made by the regional states, including Iran. We will use them to end the nightmare of the Syrian people. We will never consider anything except the Syrian people's interests.
Lakhdar Brahimi said those who wish Syrians well should focus on how best to resolve the crisis. Meanwhile, speaking on the sidelines of the 20th meeting of the Economic Cooperation Organization Council of Ministers in the Republic of Azerbaijan, Ali Akbar Salehi called on all parties involved in the Syrian conflict to exercise restraint. Lakhdar Brahimi, who has replaced Kofi Annan, former UN Secretary General, to put an end to the Syrian crisis, has called for a temporary ceasefire in the country for the four-day Muslim Eid al-Adha holiday starting on October 26th. Damascus says it's ready to discuss the truce with Brahimi, who is due in Damascus on Saturday, October 20th. Saman Kujuri, Press TV, Tehran.